نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. Respected elders and dear brothers, Almighty Allah has accepted all of us, the whole of Ummah, the men, the women, the children, the old one, for the noble job of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And many a times we have been in the path of Allah just to learn that particular effort. And today the major activity, the major necessity of our struggle today is that we must be performing the same effort, the same struggle in our masjid, in our locality, at our home on daily basis. If we have this activity in our localities, in our masjid, at our home, then whatever taqaza the elders have given us, the task given to us, whether it is 3 days jamaat, whether the 40 days jamaat, whether the new brother they should go in the path of Allah for 4 months, whether the Iceland in around us in Australia, or whether the countries far away, the USA, the Canada, the England, the Europe, the Asia, the Gulf, we are elders have given us the qaza that we must be having jamaat, sending to them either to inculcate this effort in those localities or either to learn the effort from those Muslim areas, strong areas. So to fulfill this taqaza, daily effort is the utmost need of this time. And to have this struggle on daily basis, we must recall the era of Prophet Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our effort is in accordance, is synchronized, is attached with our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We are not doing the effort at our own, with our own wish, with our own desire. It is a commandment. It is a responsibility given to us by Allah because of the finality of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And for this reason, the first day our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Ghare Hira, when the verses of Quran revealed to him and he saw for the first time Jibreel alayhi salam, so all these events and he is returning back home and the details given to the wife Hazrat Khatija radiallahu anha, so the comments was, oh, you such a nice personality, such a kind hearted, so this is something special. I have my cousin Warqa bin Nawfal, he used to read the old books, Injil and Torah, such things, so we will together go to him and we will ask about the event. And when both of them they were meeting Warqa bin Nawfal, so Warqa bin Nawfal tell them that, oh, you have been chosen by Allah as Nabi, as Rasul, and this is Namus-e Akbar, that big malaika, that big angel used to come on the old previous Anbiya alayhimus salam, and the same verses, the same Quran, the same wahi has been revealed to you, and you have been given the responsibility of Nabuwat, struggling in the Ummah, struggling in the humanity, and because of you the whole humanity will know about the greatness of Allah, the power of Allah. The main cause why human being has been given this life, has been sent down on the earth by Allah, so you have to teach them and you have to guide them. So the first person Nabi alayhi salam was talking to him, he embraces Islam. become a Muslim. Khadija radiallahu anha become a Muslim. And when they return home, and Nabi alayhi salam on the way saw Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he was meeting with the Rasul, and he was taking information that from so many days I was not been able to see you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam also gave him the details. Oh, I have been chosen by Allah. I am now the Rasul of Allah. And I am asking the people to recite La ilaha illallah. Embrace this kalima. Recite this kalima. And follow me as your Rasul, because I am Muhammadur Rasulullah. The instant Nabi alayhi salam is giving him dawah, the same instant he is accepting and he become a Muslim and he become a Sahabi and he become a partner in this effort. So, right from the very start, our Nabi alayhi salam is doing the effort on daily basis. The companions, they used to make the effort on daily basis. They were having mashwara in the house of Hazrat Arqam radiallahu anhu. They used to sit together. Whatever juz, surah of Quran, portion of Quran reveals to Nabi alayhi salam, he used to teach sahaba at the house of Hazrat Arqam radiallahu anhu. So they used to make mashwara. They used to think about the locality. Constant 3 years, Nabi alayhi salam and the Sahaba, they used to visit those persons whose were noble, positive thinking, positive personality, have a good approach. So hiddenly, Nabi alayhi salam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Ali radiallahu anhu, they used to greet those persons, to meet those persons, and to invite them towards Iman and Islam. Constant 3 years. After 3 years, the command of Allah that now openly you invite your family, you invite your tribe, and you invite all the people surrounding you. Then after 3 years, Nabi alayhi salam started giving dawah to the common people in Makkah. So daily basis, our Nabi and Sahaba and Sahabiyat, the young one, the old one, the rich one, the poor one, the slaves, each and every of them, they were along with our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a certain effort, in a certain struggle. So the same need and necessity is there for us, that each of us must be indulge, must be active in the same effort on daily basis. Making mashwara, thinking about our locality, thinking about the number of Muslims living in our area, thinking about the environment we have been given, and how we have to induce, how to start, how to have this effort running in a better way, in an excellent way, in our locality. Our mashayikh, they used to say that as many Muslim houses you have in your locality, in mashwara, you just give responsibility, 5 houses, 10 houses, 15 houses, a certain street, to 2 or 3, mashallah, brother of your masjid, that you are responsible for this area. You are responsible for this area. You are responsible for this area. In these 10 houses, 15 houses, if the number of Muslims living, they may be 20, they may be 30. So you have to greet them and meet them and invite them. And you have to talk to them about Iman and Islam. You have to talk to them about the hereafter life, about the greatness of Allah, about the success of this life and the coming life is only and only there in the commandments of Allah and sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So now it is up to them. After Asr, after Maghrib, after Isha, after Fajr, at 10 o'clock, most of the people, they may be vacant. After morning, after fajr, we can greet them at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. So many people, now they are working from home, work at home. We can meet them and see them whenever we are free, whenever we want to see them. And so many of the brothers, we can go to their locality where they are performing their duty, where they are performing their job. I am working in a hospital. So many other Muslims, they are working in the hospital. I am a teacher working in a certain institute. So many other Muslim brothers, they are also working there. I am in a factory. So many other Muslim brothers, they are working in the factory. So we have always an active surrounding around us where we can have our dawah. We can see the Muslims, where we can talk to them about Iman and Islam. Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah and Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah, they used to say, the work of tabligh is just not like a medicine. That this is the medicine. If you are sick, if you have any trouble, so you have to take the medicine and you will be secure and you will receive your health again. No, it's not a medicine. It is just like a food. And food is the necessity of each and every individual. No food, no rest, no sleep. So you will become sick. You will not be able to perform your duty. Even you will not be able to walk, to talk, to think, to say a few words, to have your daily routine. So we are in need of food. We are in need of sleep and rest on daily basis. So Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh, he says that this is food regarding our ruhani health, regarding the soul we have in our body, regarding the enlightenment of Iman we have in our heart. If we have this food, this supplement on daily basis, then we will be able to perform in accordance to the commandments of Allah and to the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This struggle is not only for others. This is not their need. This is my own need. My own Iman. The enlightenment of Iman in my own heart. My own Salat. My own remembrance of Allah. My own personal life, my etiquettes, the qualities of a Muslim which should be there in the life of a Muslim. So I am the person, I am the main needy person for whom I have to struggle. If I am struggling, if I am making this effort, if I am putting my energies and abilities on daily basis, so my Iman will be strengthened and will be increasing and will becoming more and more stronger on daily basis. In 24 hour life, whatever the commandments of Allah regarding ibadah, regarding maashirat, regarding muamilat, regarding the 24 hour life in each and every section of the life, I will be having the ability to fulfill all those commandments and to follow the sunnah, whether I am individual, whether I have a wife, whether I have some children, whether I am a businessman, whether I am a shopkeeper, whether I am a farmer, whatever occupation I am having in all those sections of life, I will be having the ability to follow the track of Iman and Islam and sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is the responsibility of zimmedar ahbab, responsible ahbab. MashaAllah, each and every masjid, we have a few responsible brothers. MashaAllah, a jamaat used to come in our locality, in our masjid. They are 5 in number, 6 in number, 8 in number, for 2 days, for 3 days. They remain in our masjid, in our locality. As the jamaat is there in our locality, they are only five, they are only six, they are only eight. But the whole locality receive the effects of their effort. They are there in the masjid all the time. In Fajr they are there. In Zuhr they are there. In Asr, Maghrib, Isha they are in the masjid. They are performing Khususi Gash. They are performing Amumi Gash. They are visiting us in our job area. They are visiting the youth in the playgrounds. They are talking to us regarding their Amumi Bayan, regarding their Khususi Mulaqat. They are motivating us to have this Iman and blessed life in our house, along with our family, as an individual. So mashallah, in 3 days, the locality, each person has been enlightened because of their effort. So many foreman brothers, they are so much weak, not coming to masjid, not performing even their salat. They are not present in the gash. They are not sitting in the halqa of talim. But because of them, all those, they are reconnected. They have reconsideration. They think and reflect that, oh, I have left job. I have so much deep rooted in my business and job and family that I am not giving any time to the masjid. I am not there present in halqa of talim, in khasusi gash, amumi gash. So they make tawbah. They just weep and cry to Allah. And they are reconnected with the environment of the masjid. The ulama, the youth, the 40 days brother, the 3 days brother. So many new Muslims, so many Muslims, by name Muslims. So with the effort of those jamaat, 3 days jamaat, only in 3 days, the whole area get enlightenment. So our elders say that we must be having a few brothers in a masjid, 4 brothers, 6 brothers, 8 brothers, and if they are giving their time on regular basis, so because of these few brothers, the whole locality will be benefited. Each and every single person, it will be connected with the masjid. They will be listening about the talk of Allah, the greatness of Allah. They will be listening that, oh, our success is only there if we have the life according to Sunnah, if we are performing the Salat with khushu and khuzu, if we are reciting Quran, if we are remembering Allah, if we have the etiquettes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions, the Sahaba, and we have to be having these amal, this johod in our home, with our family, on their daily base, routine, gasht, motivation, wandering here and there in the streets. So many they will be ready for 3 days. So many they will be ready for 40 days. So many they will be ready, oh, inshallah, this year in the vacations, I will be, inshallah, trying to go Pakistan, to go IBP. Oh, inshallah, if you are going for 40 days in the foreign jamaat, I will be there along with you. So a few brothers, responsible brothers, making daily effort, making daily struggle, with soft words, with soft and positive approach, having good thinking, having positive thinking, have a blessed heart. This is the main beacon house for a locality to have all the takaza of tabligh. But who will stand responsible to have this small number of jamaat in every locality? So I have to say that inshallah, number one, I will be there. Who will be responsible? Not Maaz. Not mashallah Nizamuddin, not Bukhari sahab, not mashallah Dr. Aftab, not Sheikh Abdullah. No. We have not to point others. We have to point our own self. I will be the first one. Number one, I will be there. Nobody is there. I will start giving time on daily basis. I have to cut short my daily routine, daily activities, and inshallah I will be giving time to masjid. After asr I will indulge in no other worldly affairs, activities, and inshallah I will be there in the masjid. Asr, maghrib, isha, I will be daily performing my salat in my nearby musalla and masjid, and inshallah I will be greeting others. I will say salam alaikum, salam alaikum, salam alaikum, going here and there in the locality. And then because of one more will be there, and one when they get together. So what is the number? One and one stands for 2 or 11. One and one stands for, this is not 2, this is 11. So if you have a second member, if you have a second brother who is there, that inshallah we will be together making this effort. So because of 2, mashallah, the number will be growing in exponential way. So much rapidly, you will be having strength, and you will be having a base, and you will be having a foundation. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was a single person, and having the responsibility for the whole human race, all 7 continents, up to the day of Qiyamah, no worldly means, no possession, no force, no army, no money, no wealth, no communication, no internet, nothing was there with him. The only thing was azam, the intention from the core of the heart, and the sense of responsibility. Mughira bin Shoba, one of the chief of Taif, friend of Abu Jahl, they are in Makkah along with him, moving to a certain locality. On the way, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam just saw Abu Jahl on the way, and he come close to him and say, oh, the time for you to recite this kalima and to say these blessed words, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, has not been there, has not come. Abu Jahl say, oh, so many times you invited me, you request me that I should recite these words, but I am refusing again and again and again, that don't invite me, don't motivate me, I will not be there along with you. But you think that on the day of Qiyamah, Almighty Allah may ask you that I have given you a certain responsibility to invite this person, and he is still not receiving your words, he is not there along with you. So the curse of Allah may be there. So don't worry, on the day of Qiyamah, I will give shahada to Allah that he has came to me so many times. So many times he motivated me, invited me, but I have refused to say these words. So after this time, don't come again to me. But Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on one occasion, other occasion, one place, another place, used to see each and every member of the Makkah Mukarrama, he used to invite all of them. Because he was having this azam that no, only shaitan will not embrace Iman and Islam. The rest of the humanity to whom Allah will reveal, he will recite this blessed kalima, and he will be Muslim on one day. So he was having a certain hope, and he was struggling, and he was moving. He was there in Makkah, even on social boycott for 3 years. The family of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there in Shaab bin Abi Talib. No greeting, no salam, no even coming to one another. So totally social boycott. But the ulama says that even in those 3 years, when the 4 months of Hurmat, Ramadan and such like months of Hajj, when they used to come, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these 4 months used to come out of the area of Shah bin Abi Talib and used to move to Ukaz and Majanna, the markets where the pilgrims and the people of Umrah used to come and have their business, have their activities. And in those areas, Nabi alayhi salam in those 3 years used to make dawah, to fulfill the responsibility and activity and duty given to him by Allah. So the sense of responsibility and the azam, if they are in our heart and we say, oh, I will be there. If nobody is there, I am responsible. They are my fellows. They are my friends. They are helping me. They are assisting me. Holy, solely, I will be asked on the day of judgment. If this sense is there, then each locality will have certain brothers, a few brothers. They will be struggling. They will be making effort. And this effort needs the acceptance of Allah. The acceptance of? When the acceptance of Allah is there, the assistance of Allah is there, the nusrat of Allah is there. But the assistance and nusrat of Allah will come in our effort because our sacrifices. How much we are sacrificing? Nabi alayhi salam and the Sahaba, they were having the sacrifices for constant 13 years. And when Nabi alayhi salam was there in Taif, and you have the details of Taif, on the way back to Makkah Mukarrama, even Zaid radiallahu anhu asked him, oh Rasul of Allah, now you can't get into Makkah because all of them, they are your enemies now. Neither Khatija is there, neither Abu Talib sahib is there, who used to protect you. So first of all, you seek protection from a certain chief. So Nabi alayhi salam used to stay outside and requesting one chief and another chief, oh, give me your aman, give me your protection. And Adi bin Hatim, one of the chief, he give protection and aman to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he moved back to Makkah Mukarrah. Then Almighty Allah, in the night, give him Miraj. And in the Miraj, Surah Asra, the whole detail, the ulama, they revealed to the public that only in one verse, the story of this journey is there. And in the remaining verses, Almighty Allah is disclosing to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the time of hardships is just ending now. And a new era of Muslims, it will be there in a few days. And the crown of the leadership will not be there on the head of Jews. Now the crown of the leadership will change to the head of Muslims. And you will have this opportunity to lead the whole humanity, to lead the whole human race. And your kalima, your religion will be there in the whole world. And then after a few days, the people of Medina, they get embrace Islam. And then the Muslim shift to Medina Munawwara. And then the collective life of Muslim was there in Medina Munawwara. So after sacrifices, after hardships, after troubles, constant struggle, then the door of Nusra will be open for each and every locality, for each and every person, for each and every individual. Our elders, they are requesting that we must be having a constant struggle. We must be having a local jamaat, a few person with the sense of responsibility, and they have to have the effort with sacrifices, with istiqamah, with khulus, with purity of intention. And then the help of Allah and nusrat of Allah will be there. And then the work will be growing more and more and more. And whatever taqaza has been given to us by the elders, inshallah, we will be able to fulfill them. So you have intention now, inshallah, that inshallah, who will be number one to have this sacrifice? I will be there. I will be number one. I will be, inshallah, making the sacrifices in the beginning, in the start. And inshallah, rest of the brothers will be there along with me. Inshallah. So inshallah, the next Ijtimai Amal will be after Asr Salat. And inshallah, after this, you will have your lunch and you will have your little rest and break. And inshallah, we must be there before 4 o'clock to have our sunnah and to have our nafal and to be there just after salat together in the masjid. Inshallah. Allahumma lakal hamd kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim alayhi. Allahumma inna nas'aluka fi khayri hazihi al-yawm fathahu wa nasrahu wa nurahu wa barakatahu wa hudahu wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma fihi wa sharri ma badahu. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ameen bi rahmatihi.